Tight, WFMU, and Killdozer in the studios on this afternoon, and Michael, Bill, and Dan, and welcome, guys. Boys, what a great set.
Hi, Brian.
Hey.
If that really is your name.
That is my name. We are so happy to have you, and you know, this is your first actual tour in, like, since the 98, maybe around then? The FU We Quit tour.
Yeah, I think that was 96.
96
was the FU We Quit, which was only me.
And you came back in about 2006 and did the Touch and Go Fest and the sporadic dates here and there, but this is an actual tour you're on right now, right?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Tour. And listeners can check them out. They are in Austin on the 8th at the Fun Festival.
I thought it was the Funk Festival.
It was the Grand Funk Festival. That's
where is Austin, by the way?
It's south of, like, Staten Island.
Yeah, somewhere south of Staten Island. It's in, they fought...
Minnesota?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah.
We will MapQuest it before you leave. You should be there.
Big boppers from there, I think.
Yeah, we'll get you there in time.
Texas?
You know, I know that because I read your MySpace page, which apparently now is given up control now.
See?
to the band. Michael is now deciding the...
I took it over.
The deciding factor in the yays or the nays. Kind of like...
I was rather startled to see, you know, there's some... we get friend requests from white supremacists. And I don't know how to feel about that. Well, I know how to feel about that. Frightened, mostly.
They got you confused with the French Killdozer, maybe.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Well, Michael, I thought of you because I've read Led Zeppelin are looking for a new singer, and you're actually the first person I thought of.
Me too.
Did you put in for it?
No, I didn't hear about this.
So oh, yeah.
I'd be there already.
Yeah, it's either the guy from Creed or somebody else or David Coverdale. You got to get in there.
I thought it was a guy from Bad Company.
Paul Rogers?
Yeah.
And he's with Queen now.
He is?
Yeah, you're not keeping up on the 70s rock. You got to...
What about... But that guy's an astronomer now, an astrophysicist.
Who, Paul Rogers?
No, the guitar player from Queen. He's an astrophysicist. Yeah. He doesn't have time to tour.
Oh, really?
There's work to be done.
Who's taking his job then? Probably
the guy from Bad Company?
The guy from The Firm, maybe.
That's, yeah.
See, it all comes around full circle. You got to get in on that circle.
Remember the guy from Chicago? He put a gun with blanks to his head, and he died because the paper wad... broke his skull.
Really?
A paper wad in the blank, and that came out and it killed him.
Wow.
So I know it's not him.
Why do they put a paper wad in a gun?
I guess it's as good as mine.
Oh. You guys are experts on guns.
Bill works in the film industry. Do you want to ask him any questions about that?
Sure. What films are you involved with, Bill? Bill is also living in California, by the way.
Does this work?
I think so.
Check.
Yeah.
I guess. I've been in many. I've worked on many films.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
All right.
American Treasure. Really?
Bill worked on
National Treasure.
Bill worked on Die Hard.
Four. Die Harder with a Vengeance.
And he invited me and my wife down to watch. They had a helicopter hanging from a crane, and they catapulted a police car into it, and they both exploded into a ball of fire. And this was on Bunker Hill in downtown Los Angeles, playing the role of the tunnel that goes under Chesapeake Bay outside of Baltimore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I felt like I was there in Baltimore.
Yeah. So now that you live in L.A.
Was it bitching?
It was bitching.
So now that you live in L.A., Michael, are there...
Ask Bill what role he played in that.
In Die Harder 4?
In that scene.
Where were you in that scene?
That day I was the best boy.
He had to retrieve the camera from the flaming wreckage.
That's absolutely the truth.
All right. Did you get to hobnob at all with Bruce or anybody?
I worked with one day with Bruce on that film. I was doing the second unit. I didn't see him ever. He's a big star. I don't talk to him at all.
What about Lola? You've worked with Lola Falana.
No, not that I can recall.
Oh.
Lola Falana?
She's a big star.
Oh.
So how do you like living in Los Angeles, Michael? Are there billboards everywhere for Beverly Hills Chihuahua too? It seems like that's the big hope of Hollywood right now.
Actually, what really makes living in Los Angeles super dazzling these days is the they got the big, or what's that new technology called, LCD? Mm-hmm. LCD billboards. They light up entire neighborhoods for blocks.
Wow.
And they can
advertising television shows.
Wow.
People love them.
I think they're fabulous.
Are you into the West Coast now? Are you pretty much comfortable out there? And
I live there.
You're living there. You're existing.
Yeah, sun shines most of the time. Feelings laid back.
Do you miss the East Coast at all?
Sometimes I feel like working my way back.
Yeah.
Were you New York City born and bred?
No, I'm from Minnesota.
Well, a little known fact, I guess we'll throw in as trivia, but Michael and I were actually Jersey City roommates for
you had to bring that up,
six
didn't you?
6 months.
God damn it.
But I wanted to publicly apologize for all the sleepwalking and the all the face creams that I took up on the shelves.
Listeners of WFMU might not know this, but Brian would put bowls of children's breakfast cereal outside our front door for a possum to come and eat. So think about that when you're listening to his show,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's amazing that Jersey City can actually host a possum. I think that it just doesn't melt on the street in toxicity. It's just there was one just trotting around our yard for a while.
Somebody's got to shop at the 99-cent stores.
I know you miss them. All right, so once again, Killdozer, they have a MySpace page. You can check it out, and you can see them at the Fun Funk Festival.
Yeah, and the MySpace page, by the way, somebody else is Killdozer. We're Killdozer Page.
All right, so check it out. And once again, on the 8th, they'll be in Austin. I think we're going to get one more song to fill us with American pride.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was kind of wussy-ish. Yeah, don't forget to go out and vote, people, and vote for the hillbillies.
WFMU.
Yeah, WFMU on your FM dial. What's the call about numbers? The dial.
91.1 and 90.1.
And is it on the internets?
It's on the internets thing. It's in the tubes.
Cool.
What is that internet thing? Never.
Don't worry about it. It's a passing fad.